Welcome to Clinical Conversations 121st podcast. It comes to you from Journal Watch, whose website is at jwatch.org. I'm Joe Ilya. It's May 13th, 2011. Dr. Danielle Schurer of Physicians First Watch and the Medical University of South Carolina is also here. This time, we discuss non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, and their apparent ill effects in patients with a prior myocardial infarction. Current American Heart Association guidelines warn that such patients should avoid NSAIDs, but if it's unavoidable, they should be taken for just as brief a period as possible. However, a circulation paper this week seems to show that even very brief periods of treatment carry increased risks for recurrent infarction and death during treatment. The authors of that paper, who include our two guests today, looked through Danish National Drug and Hospitalization Registries for the 10-year period 1997 to 2006. They found roughly 80,000 patients who had a first MI in that period, over a third of whom, 42%, had filled a prescription for an NSAID after discharge. They found that risks for death and reinfarction increased during treatment with NSAIDs, regardless of the duration of treatment. The risk levels returned to baseline levels shortly after treatment ended. The effects were seen across all NSAIDs, with some having a more worrisome profile than others. For instance, diclofenac showed increased risks within a week of starting treatment, whereas celecoxib didn't show an effect until after 2 weeks of treatment. Dr. Anne-Marie Jerning-Olsen is a research fellow in the Department of Cardiology at Copenhagen University Hospital, where her co-author, Dr. Gunnar Gislason, is a senior consultant cardiologist. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Olsen, were you surprised that so many patients were prescribed NSAIDs after their infarctions?
Yes, indeed. It was very shocking for us, especially according to the AHA guidelines, who described this treatment for myocardial infarction patients.
One thing about your study that I wanted to point out to our readers that I felt like was pretty important is that even though your study only captured prescriptions that were written for NSAIDs, that in your country there's only one available over-the-counter NSAID, which is ibuprofen, available only in low dose and limited quantities, as opposed to in the U.S. where, you know, our NSAID aisle in typical drugstores is literally, a half a mile long. So the point being, it sounds like you're pretty confident that your study really did capture most, if not all, NSAID use. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, the only NSAID which is available over the counter in Denmark is ibuprofen. So,
and, another thing that I think there's a lot of misunderstandings from physicians, and maybe they don't still quite realize, is that, all NSAIDs lie somewhere on this spectrum of activity between COX-1 and COX-2, and that depending on where the drug lies in that spectrum, you can pretty reliably predict what the side effect profile is going to be as far as cardiac risk on the COX-2 end and GI risk on the COX-1 end. And so it seems like the message to primary care doctors is that, clearly there's a correlation between cardiovascular risk and the degree of COX-2 inhibition. And so would you, based on your study, would you be endorsing fundamentally to avoid all NSAIDs, or is the message more similar to the current American Heart Association guidelines, which state, if you have to use an NSAID, use naproxen for the shortest time period?
Well, I can answer that.
Okay.
I believe that our study nicely shows that there is a difference in risk profile, that the most COX-1 selective have the lowest risk and the highest risk is associated with the most COX-2 selective. And I also believe that if you consider that NSAIDs are not entirely inhibiting COX-1 or COX-2, but they are, like, there is a variance in the different COX, in the different NSAIDs. And if you consider diclofenac, which has been shown to be as COX-2 selective as celecoxib, which has the highest risk among the all NSAIDs.
You're right. I mean, if you look on the spectrum of activity, celecoxib is literally right next to diclofenac in its activity as far as COX-1 and COX-2, and so that you can expect pretty similar, you know, risk profiles between those two drugs, as opposed to naproxen, which is way down on the COX-1 end of the spectrum. And it's interesting because the other thing I noticed that you pointed out in your discussion is that although naproxen appears to be the safest on the spectrum, if you've just had a cardiovascular event, what we have to be careful is we can't discount the risk of having a GI bleed after a cardiovascular event.
Absolutely, and you have to take that into consideration because gastrointestinal diabetes is also like associated with like high risk of death and a new myocardial infarction.
Yeah. And a question for either one of you: What has been the reaction of your colleagues to your findings?
Well, we have been doing this kind of research for quite a long time, and we experienced a lot of skepticism in at the start. But I think the evidence has been accumulating, and I think it's been more widely accepted that you should be aware of these drugs. And in Denmark, we have taken the initiative to publish guidelines from the Danish Cardiac Society.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask whether diclofenac, whether you consider diclofenac too dangerous to remain on the market. It shows a higher risk profile in your research than the rofecoxib or Vioxx, which was taken off the market 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, I have a very strong meaning about diclofenac, and I really think that it should be taken off the market. This is my own meaning. And you should also consider that when the non-selective NSAIDs were marketed, they were marketing according to completely different safety regulations than drugs are in the modern era.
Do you have any a message for clinicians that you think they should take from your paper? What's the fundamental message that a practicing clinician should take away from this?
We believe it's our study is very important, and it should be distributed widely as possible to clinic health, taking care of patients with the previous myocardial infection, that these drugs inside are dangerous, and even from the beginning of the treatment.
All right. I want to thank you for your time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for your interest.
That was Conversation 121. We had some technical connection problems with Denmark. There was a lot of echo on the line, which I've tried to remove. And I hope that you will get the thrust of the interview, which is that the NSAIDs are indeed dangerous drugs to be using for any point in patients with a previous myocardial infarction, according to this research from Circulation published last week. Clinical Conversations executive producer is Adore Yano. I'm Joe Elia. Join us next time. And for myself and Dr. Danielle Schurer, thank you for listening.